Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 52 for Friday, April 17th, 2015.
Welcome to the fabulous one-year anniversary edition of the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Bienvenidos, amigos. Sitting down the way from me is Sven Hammer. Here for our one-year anniversary show.
Pretty exciting time. You know, that sure flies when we're having fun. That exciting time. Probably because we're joined in the studio today by Mr. J.K. Livett.
And we're reenacting Wayne's World, but here in Chris Daisy's basement studio. So it's my pleasure at this very moment to introduce to you all out there, Radio Land, Crispy Chris Shadizzi.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for the use of your basement studio, man.
You are very, very welcome here.
For this one-year anniversary super show.
Nice.
Thanks to Surly for sponsoring the show for the last year. Surly makes bikes and parts that don't suck. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
So, Mr. J.K. Livin, why don't you tell us how we're going to celebrate the show's first birthday?
Celebrations on this week's show. Our very, very special guest this week is the show. We delve into beards and beer. We talk about the Big Fish beach ride. We share links from all over the interwebs, and the aforementioned Mr. Chris Daisy.
We'll be interjecting music throughout the program.
Live music right here on the show. And now, magically, we're transformed
the first time to 1 year. The first live music was on the anniversary show.
We've been talking about it.
We can look back on this as the day.
We tried to lure him up to our studio, but instead, we came and rode bikes and drank beer and hung out and eating cookies and making radio.
Some damn good cookies, too.
So we've pulled the beer out of the ride cooler. This might actually be out of Chris's personal collection here. But it's Revolution Brewing out of Chicago, and it's their anti-hero IPA.
I like the label. Oh. It looks very revolutionary.
This is a good Julio. This is Julio.com approved. Julio kind of turned us on. One of the beers he tried to kill us with 10% alcohol was from Revolution. But this one...
anti-hero IPA.
And it rates 92 on Beer Advocate. A 6.5 ABV, and 70 of those bitter international.
It must be an Illinois thing, because everybody's poured it in a glass.
Yeah, they want this. Julio would be proud.
The aroma. But
it pours a nice color, kind of like motor oil looking.
And it is true. Even if you're not in Illinois, you should pour your IPA into a glass.
If you're sitting at a bar in Chris Daisy's basement. So the anti-hero IPA is an American hop assault for all the ambivalent warriors who get the girl in the end. Or so says their website.
It for also girls that like to get it in the end.
Right? It also goes on to say it's an iconic ale that features a blend of four hop varieties which create a crisp bitterness and imparts massive floral and citrus aromas. What do you think, me hearties?
Well, I think that you guys have changed me. Because I started out this show being like a 30 IBU, amber ale, scotch ale. Maybe I get a little crazy every once in a while and have a pale ale. But now, India pale ales are like, yeah, I like these.
Well, it's like any beers, even when you're 12. You know, you start drinking it, it's not that great, and then pretty soon you like that a lot.
It's the one kind of beer that starts to taste decent when it gets warm, which not a lot can hold up to that.
True that, yeah.
I'm gonna
because it was designed to be warm, I think, originally, wasn't it?
It's from India, isn't it warm there?
Yeah. I think that was the story, though, like the English...
I know we should call Julio.com. He would have a full story on this, but no, it's not. JK, thoughts?
I'm not getting any apricot because it was pairing very well with the apple.
It does go good with the cookies.
I'm going to get one of those apple cookies. A Dutch apple from Matt's. That's right here in Zion. Yeah.
Originally a Zion recipe.
A recipe.
And now for the beard segment of the Beard and Beard segment. I'm going to just say that, JK, I can't believe you're still rocking the full-on carnival professional operator Fu Manchu, my brother. You must be scaring a lot of kids.
He's a carnival.
Or scoring with a lot of kids.
Get out of the world again.
I didn't say that out loud today. Oops.
It's just a radio program. Nobody's listening anyway.
Nobody's listening anyway. And Sven?
Except a bunch of pissed off carnies now.
Hey, I'm 10th generation carny. And Sven's got the pro wrestler thing, man. He's trimmed on the sides, but he's left almost full length.
Maybe Linda Belcher.
It's hard to know what to keep and what to get rid of, so I just get rid of little bits at a time. We've got a new beard today on the show.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's got his beard over there. How long have you been rocking a beard for, Dave?
About 2 years.
Right on. That looks good.
And it looks like
I saw it going by so fast today.
That's the fastest I've ever seen anybody ride the bike on the beach. Just ripped by us. Like
it sounded like a motorcycle.
It's all in the ankles.
I think it.
I heard. I love this tailwind.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the ride later in the show.
Right on.
This week's Beard and Beer segment was sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Thanks, Richard. You can learn more about Dick's product at UncleDick'sBikeShop.com.
Hey, his name really is Richard. Hey, everybody, we'll be back with a look at a whole year of radio shows.
Our radio shows, not somebody else's. Yes.
Really? Ours? Wouldn't other ones be a little more interesting?
Probably.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Ned O'Brien, and I listen to the weekly dose of Fat on Fat Bike Radio.
We're back with the crew, and we're going to look back at the last year's tale of internet spoofery, asshattery, and tomfoolery, and something else.
Other ooeries.
Yeah. I don't know, man. If you want to have, if you have a lot of spare time on your hands, you might want to go listen in to, or if you want a good laugh, listen in to the first three shows. Maybe show three. Maybe show number one and number two should actually be lost.
No, you know what I think about those shows? Deleted. Is they show just how crappy you can start out, and then you can finally put out something decent with a little bit of practice, a little bit of effort. So
for all
you budding radio personalities out there, don't let those first three shows make you quit.
Yeah. I would think that if you start out with a show, you should actually expect the first show to be a little janky.
Well, one thing that when we started the show, we committed to doing it every week, which was a super ambitious commitment because it takes a lot of effort to put it out every week. And I'm proud that we've been able to do it 52 straight weeks in some fashion or another.
Yeah.
And I think the show, there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, show number four, we got our first actual color announcer in Mr. Colin Ford.
And he was sometimes quite colorful and coming off of a full night of drinking and carousing.
Is that what brought you to think about having beer on the show too? Because it kind of helped Colin's hangover a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know, but it did actually happen on show four. I was driving to the show, 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's right. We used to do this in the morning.
We should really do a beer segment. And and just gonna swing in here and grab some beer and let's do it.
I don't remember when we made the switch from recording in the morning to recording at night, but beer had something to do with that because those days got kind of wasted after the 9 a.m. beer start.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was like there was a mandatory nap every Thursday. But after show number 4, we started to invite guests and have contests. So we started out our first show guest in show number 5. Our first guest was Adam Blake, our buddy Adam Blake from Boo Bicycles. And then we moved on to other bicycle people, Reeb Cycles.
That we was made our all first those contest. Guys famous by being on our show.
Well, yeah, back then I think we had 5 listeners.
But they were an emphatic 5.
Indeed. They were hardcore fat bikers. And we tried to have contests every week to get people to listen. And we gave away a lot of prizes. And we had Paul Ellis from Head come on the show. And then show number 8, we hit.
I think that's when we doubled our audience.
Radio Gold, Mr. Eric Sovereign from Surly Bicycles was on the show.
Nomenclature.
And he is just a... He's just a good interview, no matter what.
Video, audio.
It's like he did
basement.
Any
of these interview spots.
Exactly. He did a radio promo, just improvised the thing, and it's money. And we've had from the very beginning just world champions and world record holding fat bike racers on the show. Show number 9, we had Kevin Breitenbach.
Yeah, buddy.
And not just big. Small and everywhere in between bike company owners like Wyatt Hrdlka from
Hrdlka.
Wyatt Bikes.
Hrdlka.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the state over there in La Crosse.
Yep.
Making some bikes. And he's one of the several companies that started kind of in the fixie single speed space that has discovered fat bikes as another way just to keep on your bike. And now you look all over and a lot of the urban companies have a fat bike because guys in the company actually ride them in the winter, so we might as well make our own.
Absolutely. And we also had Bill Fleming from 907 on the show.
Do you remember having skirts in the dirt on the show? Like, that was show number 13, I believe.
I remember their radio promo, and that's actually kind of a cool event that is going on. It's the second year. We should find a way to get more ladies on fat bikes.
You know, actually, we have a contest going on right now, even during this show.
Right, about radio promos.
You should do a radio promo. Call into 818-918-BIKE and leave your radio promo, and you, too, could be a winner on Fat Bike Radio.
David Gabrice from 45 North was on the show. He's always a good guest.
He thinks about what they're doing a lot, that guy.
Dave's a smart guy. We had a Dog Days of Summer photo video word contest. We had Greg Mattis. That's when I learned how to correctly pronounce his name.
Yeah, he was going to come at you with a sickle, I think.
Greg's a cool cat.
Yeah, buddy.
And we had the Cycle Monkey people. We talked about belt drives and roll-offs and flying monkeys.
And that was when I think the Ventana... they were doing the collaboration with Ventana to make the roll-off 170 right on. Bike. That's how long ago that was already.
And then,
hey, it was show 17.
Oh, that you kind of just...
With Flavor Cycle, hi.
I'll tell you what happened on that show. The Flavor Cycle guys are from Milwaukee, and we invited them in to, come in and hang out, and somehow JK was stuffed in one of their big knapsacks, and he popped out and said, "Hi, everybody.
Dancing for nickels."
Yep.
I knew we had something when you did my Texas Pete commercial.
Texas Pete. One take. Awesome. We good?
Yeah. Right. We continued the Milwaukee connection with Fixation's Nick Ginster, who during the show brought in something black that we weren't supposed to talk about.
Like a black box.
Black
Hawk box
bike.
Blackhawk Proto. We went on a ride. Today, what's your buddy's name who rides the Blackhawk?
The guy who ended up on his tuckus.
With a nice back fillet.
That's our friend Brad.
Brad was a maniac.
Yeah, he's a good rider.
He's definitely got some chops.
I almost saw him kill himself at Ray's one day. So,
wow.
Red was not there for the meeting that we had where we said, oh, yeah, let's just go from the bar directly back. He's like, oh, no, single check. And you know what? That was actually really good. Because I was like, oh, this is the stuff that they don't want us to know that it's here.
Yes.
I recognize this. These are good Bandido trails.
We allegedly rode those trails.
Allegedly.
In a land, we shifted into an imaginary dimension where there's secret single track.
You know, we've had a lot of
lots of deer
frame builders on the show too. Joe Graham.
Oh yeah,
that was. Didn't he have the Hobbit houses?
Yeah, the Hobbit houses and the chubby pony bike.
Yeah,
which you know, people are always saying fat cargo bike. Joe Graham makes
chubby
one, man.
Pony.
The chubby pony,
and then we had your friend and mine, Ms. Amy Rowley from the. Berkey, talking about the fat bike Berkey.
Delightfully chipper.
Delightful. She was a ball of energy at this week, at this year's Fat Bike Berkey.
And then show number 21, it was like Fear and Loathing in from Las Vegas Airport.
Yeah, we
my
were.
My attorney, my Samoan attorney, Laszlo,
reported
in for me.
Did it.
And then kind of the new studio blossomed around show number 22. This would have been like, September of last year, September of 14. And our buddy...
We started acquiring gear.
Yeah. And
gear acquisition syndrome.
Sven has been just putting together this kick-ass studio, and it started around September with our guest, our first repeat guest, our friend Adam Blake from Boo Bikes again.
He joined us live in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Right there in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
We had Paul Price from Paul Components. I love those quick releases, Paul. Those are badass. And then we had Ned Overin, dude.
Yeah, that was a big one. We doubled our audience again on that one for sure. I think that's our most listened to show, I believe.
I agree.
Because people
with that.
Go back and listen to what he says on that show is still worth listening to.
Absolutely.
For that, sure.
22 one of my
times.
Heroes.
And then a show that wasn't worth listening to.
For something completely different. Chewy and Dirty from Drunk Cyclists.
Yeah, that's the 52nd Dead Air episode. Remember that one?
Really?
There just was a random 50 seconds of
the
Dead
ghost
Air.
Of Richard Nixon came and erased.
Just after all that banter, we had to put some silence so you could collect your thoughts. Chewy's been on the show a bunch of times. Another great guest, Chewy. Those guys have the Decora time trials coming up really soon. Maybe next weekend or the weekend after, which is one of the most kick-ass events in the Midwest for those of you into mountain biking and or fat biking. Decora is the place you want to be. Check it out. I'll try and get a link in the show notes if I remember. Otherwise, it's on a Facebook event, Decora Time Trials.
DecoraTimeTrials.com.
Ben
and Tyler from Surly. We're on the show.
Yeah, those guys
that was
another good episode.
Those guys are funny. That's where they said, money doesn't even exist.
And then, exist. I think we had our first foreigner on the show after that.
Bruce.
We begged him. You begged him. You begged him to come
I implored
on.
Him.
You
and then?
You implied that he might want to be on the show. And he was a great guest. I just, know. He made fun of how we talk. We made fun of how he talks. We talked fat bikes. He invited us to Scotland, and then we just...
And we accepted, and then we had to...
Renege.
We had to renege.
Yeah. We'll get over there, though.
We will. We had Scott Chambers from the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series, and he talked about all their awesome races. Wayne Chapman from the other side of the world. We are like a global enterprise.
Isn't he from down under?
From Australia.
However you say that. I don't do the accent.
Yeah. Wayne is the king of fat and mountain biking.
Rubies. Yeah. Size of tangerines. Size of tangerines.
It's a crocodile, not an alligator. No, that's not at all.
You gotta go Michael Caine from Dark Knight.
There you go.
Then you get that.
Yeah, and Gary Schoquist, who's been one of the biggest advocates for not only mountain biking but fat biking, he was on show 30.
And then Travis Brown.
Another super, super interview.
What a cool
Definitely
cat.
One worth listening to.
And Brent Gale. Brent Gale is a great guest. I just loved his answer to the Velma versus, what's the other chick?
Daphne.
Daphne versus Velma. He was totally into Daphne. Good and, Daphne, man. So am I, of course. And speaking of Daphne, Natalie Menendez.
Natalia Menendez.
Natalia. She's from Milwaukee.
Yeah, she's not in Milwaukee anymore, though.
Yeah. And now she doesn't even work for Freewheel, but she works for a very cool bike rack and bike tool company.
Do you know why?
Escapes me.
Because she was on Fat Bike Radio.
And she blossomed to a higher on your job.
George Kapitz was on our show. He runs probably the biggest fat bike dealer in northern Wisconsin. He sells more fat bikes in Wisconsin, I think, than anybody. At least.
He did. And then the perfect, this I'm just going to make fun, because if I had a lisp and if my name was Lance Sisson. Lance Sisson.
Hey, you know, Lance is an awesome guy. He's one of those guys who's just throwing his own money at a dream, and that's to get full suspension fat bikes going. He threw a bunch of development money at it to try and get a kick-ass bike to ride and put his son on one and sell a few to friends, and now it's kind of a company or something.
And then we went into reruns.
Oh, yeah. Well,
over the holidays.
You'll get that around the holidays.
It's true. Then, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, round show number 38. We developed the technology to enable people to use the telephone.
Like Alexander Graham Bell.
We can to call in to the radio show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's been kind of an interesting segment.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when people call in.
I like when we have like five people all at once and they're just going off on each other. Mosh pitting.
We have, I think... five here in this fabulous...
We're not mosh pitting yet. Chris, can you get on some mosh pitting music, please?
So we had Sonia Looney on the show. She's a serious woman. Serious racer.
Speaking of, Rebecca Rush was shortly after there, too, on show number 40.
Although, you know, I have them mixed up. Sonia is the Looney one, and Rebecca is the serious one.
The rushiest one. She rushes around. At breakneck speed.
And then, this is when I was on my, I'm going to get every championship female fat bike racer on the show. So we had the best racer in our area, the Great Lakes Series champion, April Morgan, on the show.
April Morgan. We had a return engagement with Mr. Nick Ginster. This time we could talk about Blackhawk fat bike.
Okay, you remember that thing that I was riding before? Now we can talk about it. It's a bike.
Unbelievable. It has two wheels. It goes forward.
It's named after this kick-ass Native American guy.
Chief Blackhawk, that guy. There's a Chief Blackhawk beer, too, which we've had on the show.
Yeah, I was last week.
Oh, yeah. Coming on down the list, show number 51.
No doubt. And I know Sean Coffey from Richie was on the show.
He loved talking about working with Tom, didn't he?
Yeah, some really cool insights about working with Tom. Isn't that? Heather Best, again, with the female fastness. And
Chewy darkened our doorstep once again in show number 45.
And we gave away two Fat Bike Berkey entries because it was sold out.
One of the entries was a guy from... Oh, no, I think he's from Rockford, not from Zion.
Yeah.
Good story.
And then,
obviously, my memory is a bit perforated.
Some guy, but he had lost his leg or something.
Yeah, he definitely had a prosthetic.
And he had tried to get on and then found about the contest. It was like a Hollywood story.
Yeah, and he actually called in and he was not the third caller, so
he
had to call back. We made him call back.
And then a week after the ITI, we just had the... world record holder and champion of this year's ITI, John Lackey, on the show.
Yeah. It's a big race up there in Alaska. I don't know if you folks have heard about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of other fast guys, we had Will Ross the next week actually join us in the studio.
It was a cavalcade of champions.
Cavalcade of champions on his 907.
John Lackey.
Fat Bike Berkey Championship Bicycle.
And then Fat Bike Berkey Champion Will Ross.
That's right, Bill. We're looking for sponsorship
and
for him.
Again,
next year's
going
show.
180 degrees of the U.S. National Champion, we had the Pugsley World Champion, Jeff O'Gara.
Mr. Jeff O'Gara.
With calls of dissension.
I'm telling you.
From the Chad and Dave.
We tried to start an internet radio fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the mosh pit. That's when five people
were. If it
would
have been a
on.
Forum, it would have been more fun. But I tell you, I was at Fat Bike Berkey that weekend. If I did not have that commitment, I definitely would have been at the Pugsley Worlds. It's a fantastic event.
It's our kind of thing.
Yeah, you get to ride all day and then do stupid stuff on your bike all night.
And to round things up, we had the nicest guy and one of the fastest racers ever. This guy, when I go on the Speedway shop rides, he always hangs back and rides with an old fat guy like me. And this is a guy that is just like ripping fast. So we had Burnson on the show. Talkeetna Trio. Champion, which makes
that was intergalactic super bubble plastic champion, wasn't it?
Exactly. And then we had our friend Tim Krueger on the show last week.
We had Mike Herlinger on last week.
Mike Herlinger
from Club Ride, and that brings us
and
up
that
to
rounds us out to today.
Today, we got more luminaries in the studio for show number 52. Chris Daisy owns Zion Cyclery. If all you didn't know that, you probably did. We've only said it about 50 times on the show, but it's a super shop in Zion that has a very strong fat bike following. Chris, how'd you get into fat biking?
We of course had a Pugsley in first, as did everybody, and pretty much saw right away how much fun these things were, and started to just kind of collect all the companies while they were still small and played well in the same sandbox.
Right.
Now I've got 907 and Borealis and Trek and who else do we have, Dave?
Felt,
yes.
Oh, one of the few Midwest Felt dealers. Yeah. You guys have like just right out the door of the shop almost some really good conditions on the beach to ride,
which really showcase
fat bikes a lot.
That's why it was kind of the perfect match for us. It's like, wow, we're right here on a beach. And actually, I remember reading a very early article on fatbike.com, the Illinois Riviera, I think you called it. I was like, hey, that's right in front of our shop, basically. Right.
Yeah, that was more summery than today. Today was not quite as summery as the Riviera day.
Yeah, today we all rode in the a group ride that Chris organized called the Big Fish. And It was a great ride.
We did have fun. Yeah, there's all kinds of different kinds of obstacles and terrain to conquer.
I saw some people crash.
I was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Off the wall, dude.
Well, I fell the right way. I didn't fall into the damn lake.
I congratulate you. I was like, way to fall the right way.
Good instinct.
I'm like, pop it right back up. Yeah, thanks. Feels good. Good.
That was Dave's idea to go play on the breaker wall.
that was a brilliant idea.
It was fun until I just had a moment of biker freeze there.
You know, if there's not a threat of death, it's not fun.
Well, it's like death to the right and just moderate bruising to the left.
I fell to the moderate bruising point.
The moderate bruising portion of today's ride will be supplied by Mr. J.K. Levin.
Well, it was a good ride. It was just right. It was just right. You know, the best rides are always a little bit hard. They push you past the limit of where you would ride by yourself. And
absolutely.
I think we got there.
And make you ride by beers that you would normally stop at.
There was a few beer stops.
There were a couple.
We actually stopped. We had some food. We stopped at the right time. Mm-hmm. Rained a little bit. Hey, well, we got rained out a little bit on the way back.
Yeah,
but
slightly.
Which means we're all honorary Belgians.
There was a big thread of green and blue on the radar.
It just
that
dissipated.
That didn't happen.
By the lake.
But it was an excuse.
That's the Riviera force field.
Yeah.
Just spit a little bit on us.
So, good ride. We won't be riding in Zion this coming week. We'll be out at Sea Otter. Do you want to do a little quick preview since we'll be out there when this show actually posts?
Right. Actually, when this show posts, we will be in day two of our trip out there to Sea Otter. And we are kind of like proud to announce Adam Miller, formerly of Borealis Bikes, is going to be our professional spokes Muppet.
Yep.
And interview foes about their Mutstool suspension. And the cool thing is he's going to interview, and then he's going to ride the bikes and huck them, and then we're going to interview him about how they ride. So the foes Mutts, the Turner King Khan, something big or bigger.
Bigger.
From Hayes. SRAM, the Boostin GX platform, and Rocky Mountain has something new that
they're gonna steal the thunder by introducing that on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Big launch party.
Right on.
So you'll get reports about that. You'll see videos, and it's gonna be awesome.
Says we.
We're gonna give it a go and see if we can get a few links up for you this week.
All right, well, that's this week's show, kids. We hope you join us next week, and we start on year two of the Weekly Dose of Fat. Thanks.
Can we introduce a new section to the show?
What's that?
It's going to go...
Well, let's
I'm okay!
We'll just have to get those cough buttons installed.
This is probably a good time to thank our sponsors.
You know, Surly's been doing it for the whole year, and we've had a lot of other ones, too.
And Zion Cyclery, and Uncle Reamer's Gooch Butter, and Standard Comb Company, and...
Texas Pete's.
Texas Pete's Hot Sauce. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Party.
Party on, Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Hey.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.